This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The FBI reports former U.S. President and Republican candidate Donald Trump with the subject of an apparent assassination attempt at his Florida golf club Sunday. And while investigators have not identified a motive, officials say a profile of the suspect in custody is emerging. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The man in custody in connection with what the FBI calls an apparent attempted assassination of Donald Trump is Ryan Routh, according to law enforcement officials speaking with AP on condition of anonymity. In 2020, he made a social media post backing Trump's reelection. In more recent years, he's been expressing support for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. The 58-year-old registered as an independent in North Carolina before moving to Hawaii. Court records show he had multiple run-ins with law enforcement and was convicted in 2002 of possessing a weapon of mass destruction. Social media also shows Routh tried to recruit fighters for Ukraine against Russia. I'm Julie Walker.
Upon the news of another attempt on former President Trump, his Democratic presidential opponent, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said she was deeply disturbed by the incident and said everything should be done to ensure it does not lead to more violence. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement that his administration will continue to ensure that Secret Service has every resource, capability, and protective measure necessary to ensure the former president's continued safety. Overseas, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he was glad to hear Trump was not harmed, and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said he found news of the attempt very worrying.
Obviously, there's now an investigation going on, so I won't say much more about the details, but I think it is really important that we're all very, very clear that violence has no part to play at all in any political process. So deeply troubled, let the investigation take its place, but absolute clarity. Violence, no place in political discussion at all, anywhere.
This is VOA News. A missile fired by Yemen's Iran-backed rebels has landed in an open area in central Israel and triggered air raid sirens at its international airport. It's the latest reverberation from the nearly year-long war in Gaza. More now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Israel said that it would respond militarily to the missile launch, which happened early Sunday. There were no reports of casualties or major damage, but Israeli media aired footage showing people racing to the airport. The Israeli military also said Sunday that there was a high probability that three hostages found dead months ago were killed in an Israeli airstrike. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hundreds of thousands were evacuated from their homes early Monday as the normally bustling financial hub of Shanghai was brought to a standstill by Typhoon Babinka. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The Category 1 storm marks the most powerful tropical cyclone to directly hit the city of 25 million in more than seven decades. State media reported that it made landfall early Monday morning, packing top wind speeds of 94 miles per hour. As rain lashed down, strong winds felled more than 10,000 trees across Shanghai. More than 400,000 people were evacuated from at-risk homes in Babinka's path. Travel plans were disrupted for many during the weekend's three-day public holiday, with over 1,400 flights and hundreds of trains cancelled, as well as services disrupted at metro stations and some road closures. By early Monday afternoon, the eye of the storm had crossed from Shanghai to the neighbouring Jiangsu province.
That's Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes Monday killed 16 people in the Gaza Strip, including five women and four children. A strike flattened a home in the built-up Nusrat refugee camp in central Gaza. The Awada Hospital, which received the bodies, confirmed the toll and also said 13 people were wounded. A founding member of the Jackson 5, Tito Jackson, has died at the age of 70. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Tito Jackson's three sons have posted a statement on Instagram saying, "It's with heavy hearts that we announce that our beloved father, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tito Jackson, is no longer with us." Tito was the third of nine Jackson children that included superstars Michael, who died in 2019, and Janet. Just 4 days before his death, Tito posted a message on his Facebook page from Munich, Germany, where he visited a memorial to Michael with his brothers. Tito Jackson was the last of nine Jackson siblings to release a solo project. He said he purposely held back from pursuing a solo career because he wanted to focus on raising his three sons. I'm Donna Water.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.